Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Von der Leyen announcing a sweeping trade deal that raises tariffs on most European goods to 15%, warding off the president's 30% threat if a deal wasn't reached by August 1st. The president and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are meeting right now in Scotland. An investigation underway after a stabbing spree in Traverse City, Michigan.
New video showing bystanders confronting the alleged suspect after police say he went on a random stabbing spree outside a Michigan Walmart Saturday.
I need units inside Walmart. I've got multiple victims.
At least 11 people between the ages of 29 and 84 years old were injured, among them a Walmart employee.
The suspect will be arraigned today on terrorism and assault charges, says ABC's Mola Lange. There's a statewide manhunt underway in Arkansas after a couple was found murdered in a state park hiking trail. This is ABC News. Only a vague description of a suspect as police hunt for whoever murdered a couple on a remote hiking trail in Arkansas over the weekend.
This is Jim Ryan. With apparently no clear motive in mind, law enforcers are asking themselves,
is this an opportunity homicide?
In which the killer randomly murdered Clinton and Kristen Brink. The alternative, says ABC News contributor and former FBI agent Brad Garrett,
it's someone connected to these victims, whether it's crime or there is extortion, whatever it might be, but they were basically targeted for whatever reason.
The killer did not harm the couple's 9 and 7-year-old daughters, who are suddenly orphans. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Another hit for Disney at the movies. The Fantastic Four First Steps is topping the domestic box office charts in its first weekend in theaters. Walt Disney Company, parent of ABC News, said Sunday it earned an estimated $118 million from North American theaters, globally $218 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The book of John, chapter 8, records the story of the woman caught in adultery who was brought before Jesus by the Jewish religious leaders. Wanting to stone her to death for her sin, but also wanting to trap Jesus, they told Jesus that Mosaic law said such a sinner should be stoned to death. So they wanted to know if Jesus would condemn her for her sin. Jesus looked at them and said, "The one who is without sin should be the one who throws the first rock." Dropping their rocks and walking away, they left the woman standing alone in front of Jesus, who was the only one who had never sinned and who could legitimately throw the first rock. I'm sure there was much fear in the woman, but Jesus asked, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." It doesn't say that Jesus forgave her, but it does say that he didn't condemn her, which tells me that he erased her sin so much that there was nothing left to condemn. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in our lives. Jesus said to her, "Go and leave your life of sin." I've heard so many times that we're just sinners saved by grace. The sad thing is that I think Christians sometimes use that as an excuse for continuing to sin. But Jesus said, "Go and leave your life of sin." So people of God, let's live in the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit and leave our lives of sin so that those around us can see the work of Christ in us and glorify our Father in heaven.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Basketball and get moving again.
Miss the fun at the Two-Cylinder Tractor Show this coming weekend near Boscobel. Watch live field demonstrations of corn, explore vintage tractors, shop the flea market, treat the kids to a corn dig, money hunt, crafts, and more. Enjoy great food and join Simply Country Cowboy Church Sunday morning at 9 a.m. It's free, family-friendly entertainment. Just off Highway 133 at 17804 Prairie du Bay Road. Call 485-1623 for more information. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, quite a line of thunderstorms rumble out of Minnesota and Iowa with severe weather last night. It weakened considerably as it tracked into southwest Wisconsin, so any leftover showers will be ending around daybreak, and gradually some sun will break out. It's going to be plenty hot and humid this afternoon. A heat advisory posted from noon through 8 p.m. for the area, so please be careful out there, as the heat index could reach up around the upper 90s to near 105 degrees in some cases. Another line of storms is expected to roll in from the west late tonight. Could be on the strong side, with gusty winds the main threat, and some locally heavy rain. That would be, again, ending early tomorrow morning. It won't be quite as hot tomorrow. We'll see a secondary cold front move through tomorrow night and Wednesday. Might kick up a couple of showers, and then a beautiful stretch of weather behind that for late this week, with Canadian high pressure building in with low humidity and cooler temperatures. Here's that forecast for today. Showers possible early in the morning, otherwise sun developing by midday. Turning hot and sticky with a high of 93, wind variable 5 to 10. Muggy tonight, showers and storms likely after midnight. Some could be heavy, low temperature about 70. Tomorrow, showers possible early in the morning, then partly sunny and not as hot. Slight chance of a shower again in the late afternoon, high 86. Tomorrow night, passing clouds, low 63. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of light rain, especially in the southern part of the area, high about 78. Thursday and Friday, looking great, mostly sunny and comfortable. Lows in the 50s with highs in the upper 70s. Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy, still nice, with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name, like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
72 degrees right now in Richland Center. Yesterday's high temp was 92. The record high, 101, set in 1966. The record low, 42 in 1965. Last year's high was 81 and the low, 65. Sunset will occur at 8:28 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:48, coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now, the winds from the east around 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.13. It's up slightly. And we did receive an early morning rain shower. If you were up too late to witness that, you might not have even realized it. But we did get a little rain this morning, 1/100th of an inch of precip. Right now, skies have cleared, and after a low of 66, it is 72 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation. And by WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at local baseball from yesterday. Details on some Richland Center football camps. And the Brewers come from behind win.
Your local Napa stores in Richland Center and Boscobel have the tools and accessories you need this summer. Pick up Milwaukee half-inch socket sets, metric or SAE, now just $69.99. Little tree 3-packs are just 2 for $6 to keep your car smelling fresh. And don't forget the Sellers Blue Shop towels, 55 tough sheets per box, from tools to towels and everything in between. Napa's got you covered. Stop in today and get the good stuff.
It's time to take a look at local sports.
Miles with a glove up. Here's the pitch. Ripped well in the air. Again, right center field. The center fielder going over and makes a running grab. Roman Jensen hauls it in. That is out number 3, and this one belongs to the Arena Aces.
Arena advanced to the second round of the Home Talent Baseball Sunday League playoffs with an 8-1 win over Hollandale. After trailing 1-0, the host Aces reeled off 8 unanswered runs during the 9-inning contest on the way to the win. Nate Jennings started the game and pitched the first 5 innings. Eli Ault pitched the 6th, 7th, and came back in the 9th to nail down the win. Daniel Yonke pitched a scoreless 8th inning. Each player contributed to the win. At the plate, Ault was 2 for 3 with 2 walks, a triple, 2 runs scored, and 2 runs batted in. Nate Jennings had 2 hits. Zach Cady had 2 hits and was on base 4 times. Alan Spurley had a couple of hits and the first RBI of the game for Arena. Trey Schulte had 2 hits and scored twice, and Dawson Cole had 2 hits for the Aces. Chase Ignatius was 2 for 4 for Hollandale. Trenton Owens had a double. The Rockies managed just 5 hits against Arena pitching. Arena had 13 hits on the day, on the way to an 8-1 first-round game. Nate Jennings was the winning pitcher.
That was a great team win, and we've been all week, we've been in our group chat saying, hey, everybody, if you can be here, be here. And even everyone showing up, Wyatt getting here late and still courtesy running, scoring 2 or 3 runs, that was big. And defensive plays from everybody, you know, and it was awesome. It was a complete team win.
And Trey Schulte commented on the win.
Feels good to get the win in front of the home crowd. You know, we knew we were going to have a big crowd, big game, first home playoff game for us, and feels good to just get a win for the fans and for our teammates and everybody that showed up.
And the team had to rally.
I told the guys after they scored that run in the first, I said that we got to score to win, and that's the way it's been all year. We've played behind many times. It's no different, and it's just when the bats come alive, they come alive, and everybody's going to hit. That's the good thing about this team.
The Aces advanced to play at Blanchardville this Sunday after the Bullets won 5-4 over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb on Sunday. The third-seeded Arena team will play at number 2-seed Blanchardville this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Elsewhere in Home Talent Baseball from yesterday, Belleville over Schulzburg-Benton 10-4. Verona beat Wyota 4-3. That means Belleville will play at Verona in Sunday's playoff action, level 2. North playoffs yesterday, Middleton 9-0 over Black Earth. Ashton 13, Wanakee 3. Reedsburg 11-7 over Mazamini. Cross Plains 11-2 over Sauk Prairie. Next up, Reedsburg travels to Middleton and Cross Plains at Ashton. In the eastern section, Montello 15-7 over Poinette. Sun Prairie beat DeForest 4-2. Monona 6, Columbus 2. And in the southeast section,
Fort Atkinson 12-0 over Albion, McFarland 7, Utica 2, Evansville 9-3 over Jefferson, Stoughton 13, Lake Mills 2, Footville 12-2 over Cambridge. The Richland Center High School football team will have several camps this year for youth. I talked recently with head coach Andrew Troxell about the Hornets' busy camp schedule.
In the past, we've done the Brady Ewing Youth Camp, you know, and that was a little bit of everything. And so this year, it looks a little bit different. The Brady Ewing Youth Camp is still there, right, from July 28th, 29th, and 30th. But that focus will be on running backs and linebackers. And so what we've done then is we've created two separate camps that will run concurrently. And so those are the Hog Academy, which is your offensive line and your defensive line, and then the Ball Hawk Academy, which are your wide receivers and then your defensive backs. And so the thought process behind these three camps is that we really want to dive in and focus on, you know, development and technique within those respective positions. And especially, you know, right before the youth football season or the middle school season begins, we want to make sure that our kids have a solid base that they can kind of springboard off of into their fall seasons. And so registration for those three camps is open still. But again, we don't turn any kid away. You know, if a kid wants to play football or engage in football activities, just come out, right? And we will take care of it, you know. And so we just want kids to develop a love and a passion for the game, and especially at the young youth level.
Check Richland Center socials for more information about camps coming up and the upcoming start of the high school football season. In fact, camp opens next week for high school football teams across the state of Wisconsin. Typically, this is the WIA week when they say no contact, and kids can get those last vacations in and things like that before the start of the high school season. Well, on the state of Wisconsin scene, it was a nice win for the Brewers, coming back to win yesterday. Blake Perkins singled home the winning run in the ninth inning, and Milwaukee rallied to beat the Marlins 3-2. Blake Perkins was happy with the moment.
You're right, it's been a long road, and I don't feel like I'm way behind, but I do feel like, you know, this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late. So it was just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more, you know, until Friday. That was the first time I played here since last postseason.
Perkins scored the tying run in the bottom of the eighth on Andrew Vaughn's double. Perkins then knocked in that winning run. Closer Trevor Miguel got the win and kept Milwaukee tied with the Cubs at the top of the Central Division standings. The Brewers and Cubs start a series at American Family Field tonight with Jacob Mizorowski on the mound. Elsewhere yesterday in baseball, as mentioned, the Cubs were winners 5-4 over the White Sox, Baltimore 5, Colorado 1, Cincinnati 2-1 over Tampa Bay. The Yankees 4, Philadelphia 3, Boston 4-3 over the Dodgers, Washington 7, Minnesota 2, Texas 8-1 over Atlanta. In the National League, Pittsburgh 6-0 over Arizona, San Diego 9, St. Louis 2, the Mets 5-3 over San Francisco. In the American League, Detroit 10, Toronto 4, Kansas City 4-1 over Cleveland, the Athletics beat Houston 7-1, and the Angels 4-1 over Seattle. Quarterback Jordan Love had a respectable season while dealing with knee and groin injuries in 2024. Now Packer head coach Matt LaFleur sees a much more mobile Love in training camp practices this year. Love only ran the ball 25 times last season, but he was still good at avoiding sacks. LaFleur tells PackerNews.com his quarterback has the ability to keep time in his head as he drops back to throw and will understand when he needs to use his legs to move the pocket around now that he is more healthy. Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo tells former teammate Chris Middleton he's missed. With a posting on Instagram, Middleton was interacting with a fan who said he missed the veteran playing in Milwaukee. Athlon Sports reports that Giannis chimed in with, "You and me both." These are uncertain times for the Bucks, with pro basketball analysts saying the team will have to trade its top player to move forward eventually. Giannis and the front office have already committed to staying together. That hasn't stopped the speculation, however. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else that Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch power fold deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music. Call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
Radio.
Count Taxi Triple Play, paying tribute to the radio today on WRCO. This is Aaron Tiffin.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. Well, she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. A little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wind.
Is a long night, 'cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes and fall in a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire, with every touch they're burning higher. Two shadows dancing on the wall, with nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio. Sleep here in the moonlight. Entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be together, two lovers dreaming of forever. And it just keeps on getting better, tender little kiss. Nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio.
It's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given in Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile, serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
It is 75 degrees. We're just past 8:30. The celebs with birthdays today include TV producer Dick Ebersol, who is 78. Actress Sally Struthers, 78. Actress Lori Loughlin is 61. Also born today, actress Elizabeth Berkley is 53. Basketball Hall of Famer Manu Ginobili is 48 as well. And rapper Soulja Boy is 35. Some notes on today, the 28th of July, the home of trivia on a Monday. Coming up, your chance to win a Subway sub.
Running, but my heart said stay.
This time there ain't no running away.
That's what your love does to me. That's what your love does to me.
Out every night when the sun goes down, neon lights and a jukebox sound. I used to be the first in line, and now that's the last thing on my mind.
That's what your love does to me. That's what your love does to me.
Wonder what I ever saw in being free.
I'm used to running, but my heart said stay.
This time there ain't no running away.
That's what your love does to me. That's what your love does to me.
Play it two step or two. 200 days to 100.
calls my name, baby, I'll be missing you.
My two cousins on one bicycle. That's things that they don't teach you up in town. Hey, I'm tried and true. I don't apologize for the country ways I live my life. I've been a hillbilly since way back when, keeping the ways of all my kin, kicking it up with an ice cold bud and some old cheap wine. Well, I'm as country as dirt or an old cow pie, dedicated to keeping us dignified. The down home redneck to fight. I think Cal Tippett's about as fun as it gets. Snap button, I ain't got one yet. And all of my friends are taking me back next week. Got a 4x4 sticker on my two-wheel drive. Got the same size wheels on my house and I. Got a swimming pool out back they call a creek. Yeah, I graduated from Redneck U, and I still say y'all and fixin' to a bend. Hillbilly since way back when, keeping the ways of all my kin, kicking it up with an ice cold bud and a box of good wine. Oh, yeah.
since way back when. Keeping the ways of all my kin. Kicking it up with an ice cold bud and some 2020 wine. I'm as country as dirt or an old cow pie. Dedicated to keeping us dignified.
WRCO. It is 76 degrees in Richland Center at 8:41. And we're getting set for the Grace Radio Auction. Gets underway at 10 o'clock this morning here. Goes from 10 until noon, so it's a quick 2 hours, but you can start checking out those items in advance or listen for us to introduce them, describe them, and you can make your bids. Remember, you need a bidder number, and 608-647-2111 is the number. That is also the number you'll be placing your bids at during the auction, which runs through Friday each day from 10 until noon. We'll start talking a little bit about Grace, getting you ready for the walk itself, which is coming up on August the 8th, which is not too far away. And we'll be having some of the ambassadors stop by the studios. In fact, our first ambassador interview coming up during the first part of the morning show today, next hour, right here.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric is turning 25, and they're throwing a big party to celebrate. Join them Friday, August 1st from 11 until 2 for food, games, and giveaways at their shop just off Highway 14. Enjoy brats, hot dogs, and Pine River Smokehouse beans served up by the Richland FFA alumni. It's a fun lunchtime celebration with great food and local hospitality. That's Friday, August 1st, 11 until 2 at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Proudly serving the area for 25 years. Help them celebrate. Our trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway in Richland Center.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of 8 tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
The winning answer wins a Subway 6-inch sub of the day, courtesy of our Richland Center Subway sponsor of Monday Morning Trivia. It goes like this as we go to the small screen today and I pick up the 20-pound remote and tune in, the old Curtis Mathis here. Here we go. Which high school did the Happy Days gang attend in Milwaukee? What was the name of the Happy Days gang's high school on the show Happy Days? 608-647-4155. Going back then, right now, here's Tyler Hubbard.
Back then, right now.
that blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy with a tailgate down. FM on it with the gold of the loud. Burning up the night, dancing wild. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding. Living in the moment with a good time crowd. Making life count. Back when a how you been came through a phone call. Back when a pastime was watching baseball. Yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM on it with the gold of the loud.
Congrats to our winner today, Donnie Collins. Way to go. He wins a 6-inch sub of the day from Richland Center Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself. So Donnie said he knew the answer because he actually attended a school, a middle school, by that name when he was living in Illinois. Which high school did the Happy Days gang attend in Milwaukee? It was none other than Jefferson.
Monday, Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Happy Days. Thursday, Friday, Happy Days. Saturday, what a day. Rockin' all week with you. This day is on.
Sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can.
Days are
to be mine.
Days are
mine. Gonna cruise her around.
Congratulations to our winner today, the Happy Days gang. They were number one in TV for several years in the 70s and spawned spinoffs that were actually a couple of times even bigger than the home base. Laverne and Shirley and Mork and Mindy as well, coming from that particular show. Joni Loves Chachi didn't last that long. I think one season along the way. But interestingly enough, Happy Days spun off from a show that I really liked back in the day called Love American Style. It was one that they'd have these little vignettes and little segments and comedy things in the middle. And anyway, that was one that, in fact, it was, I believe, Howard and Marion and Patsy Anson Williams were in that original pilot. And then they put, Richie. They cast Ron Howard after his success in American Graffiti, and the show was not really that big of a success until the second season when they made Fonzie more of a central character, and then it took off. The rest is history. Thanks for playing trivia.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroqua.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
From the Lillian Arcia Lost and Found, a young orange and white female cat that was found on Highway Z. The phone number is 608-604-1049. That is 604-1049. That might be your cat that has been found. 77, our current reading here at WRCO Studios. This is Keith Urban.
Baby, and I'll be a man of my word. Speak the language in a voice that you have never heard. I want to sleep with you forever, and I want to die in your arms, in a cabin by a meadow where the wild. Like nobody loves you, and I'll earn your trust making memories of us. I wanna honor your mother, and I wanna learn from your pa. I wanna steal your attention like a bad outlaw. I wanna stand out in a crowd for you, a man among men. I wanna make your world better than it's ever been. And I'm gonna love you like nobody loves. Trust making memories of us. We'll follow the rainbow wherever the four winds blow. There'll be a new from now on. This you know somehow. You've been stretched to the limits, but it's all right now. And I'm gonna make you this promise. If there's life after this, I'm gonna be there to meet you with a warm, wet kiss. Yes, I am. I'm gonna love you like nobody loves you. And I learn your trust making memories of us. Oh, I'm gonna love you like nobody loves you, baby. And I'll win your trust making memories of us. Oh, baby.
Side of the tracks, I stood on the rail till I saw that train, just to see how my heart would react. Now some people say that you shouldn't tempt fate, and for them I cannot disagree. But I never learned nothing from playing it safe. I say fate should not tempt me. I take my chances. By remote, I found a preacher who spoke of the light, but there was brimstone in his throat. He'd show me the way according to him in return for my personal check. I flipped my channel back to CNN and I lit another cigarette. I take my chances. Cut me deep. I've been frozen out and I've been on fire, and the tears are mine to weep. But I can cry until I laugh, or laugh until I cry. So cut the deck right in half. I'll play from either side. I take my chances.
Chapin Carpenter on WRCO. Phil Nee saying happy trails. Until we talk again, we'll welcome some friends into the studio. In fact, we'll get that Grace Radio auction kicked off at 10 this morning, but we'll get you fired up to start bidding with one of the ambassadors. Tony McCarville joins us in the first half of the morning show next hour, right here on WRCO in Richland Center, where the news this hour at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announcing a sweeping trade deal that raises tariffs on most European goods to 15%, warding off the president's 30% threat if a deal wasn't reached by August 1st. The president and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are meeting right now in Scotland. An investigation underway after a stabbing spree in Traverse City, Michigan.
New video showing bystanders confronting the alleged suspect after police say he went on a random stabbing spree outside a Michigan Walmart Saturday.
I need units inside Walmart. I've got multiple victims.
At least 11 people between the ages of 29 and 84 years old were injured, among them a Walmart employee.
The suspect will be arraigned today on terrorism and assault charges, says ABC's Mola Lange. There's a statewide manhunt.